from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Cohen.
Man, you're an a-hole. You know that?
What? I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I know you didn't, but it's what you caused because Joe had to whisper in your ear, we're coming back in 10 seconds, so you don't come in like, I don't come in until 6:02 in the AM and all that. Like, 10 seconds, man. Just don't say anything to me. Come on.
Well, Joe don't have to deal with me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be out.
I'm riding solo.
You riding solo tomorrow?
Yes. I'm kind of excited. It's just, well, I shouldn't say solo because Joe's going to be here. And I'm going to make Joe talk as much as I want him to, even though he doesn't want to talk. So it'll be fun.
Hold on.
What?
Not that I don't want to talk. I'm doing like 9 different things over here.
Hey, we don't need excuses. We need results. 10 seconds, Joe.
Yeah, the listeners get an extra 40 seconds tomorrow because Jeremy says, I don't care about 6:02. We're starting whenever I want.
Oh, you know, you didn't know. When I do shows by myself, I start at 6:03 in the a.m.
Ah, that's right. All right. I'll make the update extra long tomorrow.
Katie would love 40 extra seconds.
Oh, man. What did I tell you the other day? I said the other night my wife and I had sex for 2 hours. We role played. I was the doctor and she was the patient. She sat in the waiting room for 1 hour and 58 minutes. Oh, man.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me ask you a question. You're a Baltimorean born and raised, right? Yeah.
As white trash as it gets, man.
What's wrong with our people, man? Yesterday, I got in a conversation. Baseball. Talking about baseball.
Our people.
Talking about baseball. I'm Baltimoreans, our people.
Yeah.
And because if I meant our people, as in blacks, I wouldn't ask you.
No, I know what you meant.
So we got on Orioles baseball. So somehow, and we're going to talk about this guy later on, Corbin Burnes came up. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, you know, it was just something about Corbin Burnes. It's just when he came in like he was better than us and just all of these things, you know, was with, you know, high accolades and highly regarded and just didn't think he fit. Why don't we think we deserve good things? Why is it? Because I've never seen that from Corbin Burnes. You know, Corbin Burnes almost got thrown out of the game for speaking up for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go up, and I'm not talking about the one where he said, why are you looking at me? He almost got thrown out of a game prior to that. And the reason why they were probably looking at him in the dugout was because that's kind of his thing. He sits in the dugout sometimes and talks trash about the strike zone when he's not pitching. So, but I never got that from Corbin Burnes. But I think it's more so because he's a true ace, he doesn't belong here. I think many people believe that. Like, he's too good for us.
Yeah,
he's so good, he's too good for us.
Why don't we sign all the guys that look like dirty white trash people like myself and the neighbor? We can go out and sign Justin Steele so it looks like he fits in. Maybe we go get Mike Clevenger with his long hair and his stupid... You know what I mean?
It's like, just we don't like greatness. We can't take greatness, Jeremy.
I feel like it's even more than that. And maybe it's been... Look, because I'm in that generation, they won when I was 4 years old. I don't remember it. You know, I know people were celebrating, having a good time. I can talk about it. I was four. I was more interested
in
Scooby-Doo than I was in the Baltimore Orioles. But so, like, the long and short of it is, and then we had a nice team in the 90s that things kind of got spoiled. Everybody remembers the Jeffrey Mayer incident. And then after that, it's like they kind of threw money at the problem to a degree. And well,
that was the team that was being thrown money at.
Yeah. Well, even after that, when they went Tejada, Lopez, and Palmeiro. Yeah. so when they did that again, like it was like, okay, but what about the farm system? All of our minor leaguers are 27 years old, and you're telling us this is your top minor
league. What was it? Chris Richard.
Chris Richard, Hayden
Come
Penn,
see the kids. He's 29.
Adam Lowen.
Yeah.
I mean, what? So, and then we had the 5 years with Buck. And even then, it just kind of didn't end. Like, we get to the end of the season, the best year we had in that time. Four of our guys aren't on the roster, one because of suspension, three because of injuries, and you get swept in the ALCS. So I feel like this, I don't like saying it this way, but this loser's mentality has been here, like, oh, woe is us, and everybody's against us, and we have to hate this. And a guy like Corbin Burns comes in. I even had somebody bitching about him yesterday with the fact that somebody asked him about what he's looking for in his next contract, and he answered it. Oh, I can't believe you're saying that. You're more worried about your next contract than
he was asked.
Like, if you're asked and what you're looking for, like if somebody said to me, hey, where do you envision yourself in a couple years? Okay, I think I'd be here, but like, hey, if an offer came along to do a national show and it's more money, I'd have to consider it, right?
But even still like this, I'll give you an example. Jeremy, we hated, not we, the city hated Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Look for it, but you love Jorge Mateo. I don't understand.
Rob said we put ketchup on our steak.
You know, I don't understand. That's what we love, the blue collar guys. The city loved Joe Flacco, and I think it's more than just winning the Super Bowl. They love Joe Flacco, but they pick apart Lamar Jackson. I posted yesterday about 103 NFL players polled by ESPN. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen was voted the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League. The players voted that. Not people who work at ESPN. People who play now voted that. And it got to Lamar Jackson should be on that list. Well, you didn't play, dude. We'll see. You know, he doesn't deserve to be on that list. The number one. Wait a minute. So we're comparing a guy who never won the Super Bowl to another guy who never won the Super Bowl. So Lamar should be on there because he never won a Super Bowl. Neither did Josh Allen. But Lamar is won two MVPs.
But Josh Allen hasn't won
Josh
one.
Josh Allen hadn't won one.
Joe Burrow hasn't won one.
The players in the National Football League voted that man. And if he were here, you'd love him. And he hadn't won. Someone said, I'd take him on my roster. For what? To be a quarterback that's been in the league as long as Lamar and didn't win the Super Bowl and didn't win an MVP either? It's like when we stare greatness in the face, we'd rather have second best.
Because people don't understand it. Like, they don't want to like him. And the sad part is, I almost said...
It's not just him, though.
I know. But it's like... But he's the one that really stands out to me. And you brought up Manny Machado, and that's another great one because people hated him at the end because they thought he was leaving. Like, he doesn't want to be here.
I think people hated him while he was here. Called him a hot dog. You know, when he threw the bat at
Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson. And even before then, people thought Manny was a hot dog.
I thought a lot of people liked him until, like, that last year. And then it's like, get rid of him. And again, there was the hot dog stuff. Yeah. He was walking to first base or jogging down the line. He was never the... Actually, when he was the hustle guy his first year, he got hurt running down the line, mm-hmm. if people remember that correctly or not. But
2014, he was busted it down the front line and tore his knee up.
Yep. So, and I'm not saying that's the reason you don't hustle, but like, you know, there's different things that apply here. But since Lamar's been drafted, I mean, we've talked about this numerous times. I didn't want the Ravens to draft him. I'm like, okay, I don't know that that's going to translate to the NFL. And we're seeing that offenses now have changed to evolve around the players here. So you can get quarterbacks that aren't your prototypical, hey, I'm 6'4", and I stand upright in the pocket, right, and I throw the football down the field. Oh, I can move within. No, the game has changed. There's so many advantages now in offense to having all these different things and moving parts. But there are a lot of people that wanted him to fail. I didn't like the pick. I saw him year one. I'm like, that's not going to work. I saw the beginning of year two, and I said, uh-oh.
I just
figured some things out.
I think there are a lot of things that go around not liking Lamar, but I think it also comes down to we'd rather have second best. We'd rather have conservative, not make too much noise. You know, even to the point where you hear a fan say, I don't like them talking about our team so much. Why not? we'd rather be that Cinderella story.
Cinderella story.
Seriously, honestly, I just don't get it. Let's go to Donnie and Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Donnie, you're breaking up. Donnie broke up. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World of Stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, Birds, tough one last night. Lots of errors. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
And Hernandez hits one hard, left field and deep, and way, way out of here. Teoscar Hernandez launches a go-ahead home run halfway up the pavilion in left field, his 28th of the season. And the Dodgers will take a 5-3 lead.
That's Dodgers radio. Dodgers took a 5-3 lead, went on to win 6-4.
All the way up.
Yeah,
that's
all
where
the
that
way
thing
up.
Went.
Oh, my God. Teoscar Hernandez. My
you
guy.
Love that guy.
I love that guy. Not last night. His 28th home run of the year. Shohei Ohtani led off the game at the bottom of the first inning, I should say, with his 42nd home run of the year. He also stole bag. He has 42 steals on the year. He stole two bags, actually. Betts stole his 12th base of the year. Luck stole his 5th of the year as well. I think it was four bags last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things that when you look at the big-time power pitchers in the league, terrible at holding runners on. And it goes across the board.
The Burns is the worst.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where it's a very frustrating part of his game, but he'd been so dominant in other facets and nobody talks about it. And when your numbers start to dip a little bit, people are going to focus in on it more. And the good teams will take advantage of it when they get on base.
Yeah, they will take advantage of it. Orioles defense not very good last night, committed 3 errors. Yet another error by Gunnar Henderson, his 20th of the year. Urias committed his 6th error of the year. And James McCann. James McCann has 7 errors this year. I didn't feel that, did you?
No, I didn't.
He has 7 errors.
I guess they all have to be throwing errors, right?
Has to be.
Because I don't mean he can't have a fielding error. Of course he can.
He had a fielding error last night.
Yeah, but most of you'd have to think that most of them are throwing down the line somewhere.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Well, it's frustrating, too. By the way, if you want to call it a positive note, Jackson Holliday stole his first base last night, too, which was, I think he has some speed and like to see him use it a little bit more on the base paths. I think he's been very good at the first to third, taking the extra base when he has a chance, but the running we haven't seen so much in his game. And here we are again. Corbin Burns allowed 27 runs in August, the most of any calendar month of his career. His 21 earned runs are tied for the most with April, March in 2019.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's disheartening when you give up runs the way the Birds have given up runs. They only had 7 hits again last night. They scored 4 runs. Ryan O'Hearn with a double RBI, Urias with an RBI, and so did Kowser have an RBI as well. It just seems like you're waiting for someone to catch fire. Urias had 2 hits last night, 2 RBI.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're waiting for someone to catch fire, Jeremy, and it just hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, is it that or has this team been so reliant on the superstars that we have? Because, nobody's really started to dive into how bad it's been for Adley this year after the hot start and how things
went.
It's
been horrible.
Yeah, and then you and I were talking. Everybody's, championing Anthony Santander because he's had a bunch of home runs, but he's hitting, 170 since the All-Star break.
Because OPS is.
Yeah, exactly. And I hate throwing that out there because I'm not a batting average guy or anything like that. But, when you see those numbers, you're like, woof, that's not what I expected. But he had, 9 homers, so nobody's arguing with it. The other part of this, too, is at the beginning of the year, we kept saying they go as Gunner goes. If Gunner went 0-for-4 in the leadoff spot, they're probably losing that game. And I'm not saying that's the sole reason, but when you start aligning things, you're like, I think it's a big part of the problem.
A big part of the problem, I believe, is Gunner's not batting leadoff.
I don't know why we even made that switch, man. Everybody's, we got to move him to third because he has a chance to drive in more runs. He was rolling in the leadoff spot.
He hadn't been driving in more runs. I mean, hear me out. Last night, Urias gets on twice. Urias has 2 hits. McCann had a hit. and Urias scored one run. McCann scored none. If you got Gunnar Henderson batting at the top of the order, maybe those guys score. Maybe they got a chance to score. I like him better in that leadoff spot. Show me proof that the Orioles have been, the offense has been better since he moved out of the leadoff spot. Give me the proof.
People laughed at me.
Prove me the results.
Like, what was it? About 14 years ago, 13 years ago, I was doing the night show, Playmakers, with Wyman, and I kept saying, like, I think it's one of the dumbest things in baseball that we have to put guys in this position or that position to bat because we want him to drive in runs. Is he your best hitter? Do you want him to get the most at-bats?
Yes.
Or do you want in the ninth going, man, I hope our leadoff hitter gets on and the guy after him gets on so we have a chance with our three-hole hitter? Nowadays, some teams have put their best hitter in the two-hole, which I appreciate that more because you're still going to get more at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you get up and it's 8-9-1 in the ninth inning and 8-9 get out, you need your leadoff hitter it's got to be Austin Slater because he's good against lefties. In that situation, because I know you can pull off the double, you can make the switch and change it up however you want. Pinch hit Colton Cowser there if you want to go back to the lefty spot. He's going to be in the lineup, so what am I saying? But again, I go back to wanting Gunnar in that top spot.
I'll put Gunnar Henderson or my best hitter batting third if the two guys above him have on-base percentages over 350.
Mm-hmm.
But Gunnar has the on-base percentage over 350. He's 366.
And he also...
Adley Rutschman, 326. Colton Cowser, 322. Those guys are batting in front of him. He should be batting in front of them.
And he does damage on the base pass, too. But you can't tell me that pitcher's not worried about his ass taking second base or reading the ball right and going first to third and now making it really interesting. You know, so it is a frustrating aspect of it.
If somebody's going to tell you, Colton Cowser is fast. He's fast, but is he a base stealer? That's the difference. Is he a base stealer? He has no stolen bases this year. No, I'm sorry, he has eight. He has eight this year. I mean, that's you, just because you're fast don't mean you're a base stealer. I was told by someone in the organization, I asked them, it was the last year, year before last, can't remember, why doesn't Austin Hayes run more? He's fast.
He stole a base yesterday, I think.
I was told he's fast, but he's not a good base stealer.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a good jump. That's why he doesn't steal more bases. You know, Ricky Henderson was fast, but the reason why he was so good at it because of the art of base stealing. He knew when to go. He had tremendous timing. I don't understand the whole thing about moving Gunnar Henderson down to the third spot. I think he's better. The team is better. The offense is better with him batting leadoff.
Yeah, and you know there was a big push to change that because he was so hot, and you're like, are we wasting him in the leadoff spot if anybody can drive him in? No, because if you have a lineup like this, you feel good about Santander coming up with guys on base, don't you?
Certainly.
Now, again, outside of what we've seen in recent weeks or even months with Adley, you felt good about him in the second spot, seeing pitches, getting on base, being able to have a base knock there.
326 on base percentage. I still don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing.
He's batting so bad, he's batting 262.
Yeah. But it's not, again, this is not what you expect from him. And plus, he started off hot, too.
Correct.
So it's dipped a little bit. But all those things, you've got all these hitters. You've got Jackson Holliday coming up, who's eventually going to move up in the lineup. You got Colton Cowser. You like to hit him. Hell, when Kierstad was here, he was batting fifth for you. So you have options of guys that you can put in behind Gunnar, and you're expected to drive in runs. But I like the idea of him batting leadoff. There's a reason why the Braves bat Acuna leadoff, because they have good pieces behind him,
and he's an amazing player. They ain't thinking about moving him either. No. He's our leadoff hitter. Man, 40-something home runs over 100 RBI. How can you argue with that?
Is Gunnar going to hit more home runs than Kyle Schwarber year after year? No. Is he going to drive in more runs? We'll see. And maybe he does get to that point where he has that type of power. Kyle Schwarber bats leadoff for the Phillies. Why? Because his ass gets on base. And, you know, like when you
and sometimes getting on base is circling the bases.
Yeah.
It's okay with that.
Like, he's the exact opposite of the prototypical leadoff hitter. He's slow. He's chubby. You know, he strikes out a lot. But you know what he does? His ass gets on base. And that presents problems when a pitcher has to go from pitching from the stretch and changing those things up.
It goes back to what I said in the opener. We can't have good things. When we have greatness, we scrutinize it to the utmost. We don't appreciate it. We just scrutinize it. Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy, we got to talk about this because I can't wrap my brain around this. We have World of Stupid at 6:45. I don't know what to think about Corbin Burns' night last night. He had five innings, giving up six runs, but one was earned.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Brother Joe playing a classic Michael Jackson. I want to say circa 1979, Joe. 1979 is what I'm going with. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave.
Rob, you got a question in the front?
Yes, please. Sir, could you?
Oh, I just figured out what it was. My bad, man.
Could you slide that open a little bit more for me? Appreciate it.
I got two responsibilities, to get beat up all morning and to slide that damn thing over so he can see the sunshine.
It's getting light outside now.
I wonder what you do. Ain't no sunshine when I'm gone. You come over and open that thing yourself?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I'll ask Ed a question, then I'll walk over there open it, because, you know, Ed doesn't have any shoulders. He can't slide it open.
He had a bacchiotomy.
So last night, Corbin Burnes goes 5 innings, giving up 6 runs on 5 hits. Only one of the runs was earned. 4 strikeouts, no walks, 2 home runs.
To which,
what I learned last night, and all the baseball that I think I know, I never knew a home run was could be an unearned run. The second home run he gave up was because the inning should have been over.
Yeah, so there's this weird thing in baseball. Like I told you, there's a couple of dumb things, I think. If the inning gets extended by somebody else's error, or even your own error, which we'll get to in a second.
Which is dumb.
Those runs become unearned because the inning should have been over. Now, they can't do the thing that we've talked about and just say, that should have been a double play. Because if you get one out, that's what it is. You know, like, you can't assume the double play. If a pitcher fields a ball and throws it into the third row, none of those runs are earned, even though he's the guy that did it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And the way it was explained to me is he didn't do it as a pitcher. He did it as a fielder. He became a fielder. So that's why it's not an earned run.
That's stupid.
It is. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know what to think about his performance last night, Jeremy.
I mean, look, some of the errors and things that are going to – that's why when I read that earlier, it was 27 runs, but 21 earned runs over this period of time. So yeah, I think you nailed it, because we wanted a start, whether it ended up in a win or a loss, we wanted a start that looked different than the last 4, mm-hmm. last 3. What was it? I'm trying to remember how many it's been now. Last 4, because he gave up the, what was it, like 4 runs, 4 runs, 8 runs.
Yeah, he won on August 4th, but he still gave up 4 runs.
Yeah.
So it's 4 runs, 3 runs, 8 runs, 5 runs.
Yeah. So And then now it's one run, but there were six runs scored.
Yeah.
Only one of them earned. So the problem I have is, like, we
can't pick up that damn 13th win.
No. No. And it's been tough, man. Like, it's the team's not hitting the way you want them to. You know, being brutally honest, I've been struggling with my sleep. I fell asleep and woke up when it was 4-4 or 5-4. Yeah, 5-4. And started watching, going, okay, what's going to happen here? And then immediately get disappointed. So
I was going to say, if you woke up 4-4, you ain't never wake up.
Yeah, no, it was 5-4. But you got to understand, when I'm looking at my phone, I can't see anything at night. I'm blind. I'm blind right now. I can't even see my... I got to get my eyes checked, man. I'm falling apart.
Man, I wish...
Like Corbin Burns.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I just don't know what to think about last night. I thought he pitched decent. But I was telling Joe before the show, I think Corbin Burns that we knew wouldn't give up that bomb, that second home run, even after the errors. Yeah. Get out of the inning. You know what I mean? Find a way to get out of the inning. The Corbin Burns that we know, Jeremy, gets out of that inning.
No question.
And not give up that missile that he gave up to Teoscar Hernandez. As Teoscar was circling the bases, I love you, but not tonight. Not tonight. I just, you know, so that's my take on that. Yes, he was a victim last night of three errors. But the Corbin Burns that we've grown to love doesn't give up that missile to Teoscar Hernandez. He gets out of the inning.
See, and
strikes him out.
This is why I think baseball is such a funny sport, because how we felt coming in after the first game against the Dodgers, which I tell people all the time, sometimes you get late in the game and it's a 50-50 game. It's right. Just a matter of who's going to make a hit, who's going to make that pitch that, mm-hmm. that kind of extends the game for you, or at least shuts it down. and then you're relying on people that, especially if you're gambling on the game, that you didn't expect to rely on at that point in time in a 50-50 game. The Orioles find a way to win that one. Last night, I'd say it's probably the same thing, close to a 50-50 game, even though the Dodgers had the lead.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have the edge there. And then now you're coming into the series, you know, the rubber match here, and you're trotting Cade Povich out against one of the most dangerous lineups in baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, I got to see if they're afternoon game. I'm assuming they're all playing.
It's not an afternoon game.
It's later tonight.
It's later tonight.
So then they would all be playing.
Side note, Jeremy. Aiken, Soto, Kimbrel. Went three innings, giving up no runs, on no hits, with no walks, and two strikeouts. Aiken, Soto, and Kimbrel against that lineup that you're talking about.
You just gave Kimbrel a nice little scratch and sniff sticker on his his final paper, and it says good job on it.
I'm just saying, man. I mean,
it's a pickle.
It's that lineup that you're talking about. They gave three innings, giving up no runs on no hits, no walks. They didn't put anybody on base.
You know, like, I'm not trashing any of those guys. Keegan Aiken's been great, by the way. You know,
lately, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've seen what they've done with Keegan Aiken, right? Joe, have you seen this with since the Trump assassination attempt?
Yes.
Keegan Aiken's numbers are off the charts ridiculous. Yes. You don't shoot at my president.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man? I want to say two things, man.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's up with Gunnar Henderson, man. That man, he only got 13 RBIs in the whole month of August, man.
He moved him out of that leadoff spot. That's my solution.
No. Y'all keep talking about leadoff spot. I think he need to go to the ninth hole, man.
No. His batting average is not bad. His RB, he's not driving in runs. Hold on. He's batting .280 with an on-base percentage of .366. Those numbers are good. He's not driving in runs. He's getting on base.
Hey, Rob, it's okay, man, but look, we on a mission right now, man. I don't want to hear nothing at the end of the season. Well, Gunnar didn't show up, man. But anyway, let's talk about Corbin Burns, man. The month of August, right, a total of 30 – he got 34 hits in the month of April on his starts, his last five starts, and also 28 runs. Come on, man. He's supposed to be our ace. Hello?
Hello?
He's supposed to be our ace.
Hey, I'm with you. Joker.
Hey, God, I'm with you.
I'm with you, man.
Father God, listen to me now. We need D-Rod back ASAP, man. We need my man Grayson back ASAP, man. Hey, y'all have a good day, man.
Trippy, I think that's it in a nutshell for me. I know they made the errors. I know they put runners on base. But when he gave up the home run to Teoscar, that's exactly what I said out loud. This is our ace. You can't give that up right now. You cannot give up a three-run home run. I don't care about the errors. You got to get out of this inning. You're the ace. You're the guy.
You keep saying that, but our ace pitched on Tuesday. 4 1/3 of dominant baseball. MVP Cole Irvin.
Let's go to John and Towson. I had to get to John because I want to hear about the pitch sequence. What's up, John?
So, look, my thing with that at bat was, I want to say it was the second pitch he threw a curveball, hung it inside.
Uh-huh.
And Teoscar Hernandez killed it down the line. It went foul. So then he comes back, I think it was two pitches later, throws the pitch, a curveball in the same exact spot, hangs it again. If I'm McCann, I'm saying, all right, we're not going back there. My question to you is, which veteran wins out in that battle? Can McCann actually put down the fingers and say, hey, let's go somewhere else? Or is Burns calling that and saying, no, I'm going back?
I think it's Burns' decision.
Don't go anywhere, John.
I think there's a respect factor with McCann, but like, there's a lot of pitchers that are going to say in this moment, especially when he's struggling, I'm going to throw what I want because I'm going to make sure that this is on me and not on someone else.
And I'm going to ask you and John just a question. When's the last time you see the pitcher shake off any catcher?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different now with the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ain't no shaking off, John. This is the pitch. When is the last time you seen a pitcher shake off? I think the pitch calm thing has been the ruin. That's another contributor to bad pitching. There is no sequence. You're not putting fingers down. You're not showing me location. You're punching in something that's prearranged to the scouting report. I don't see pitchers shaking you off anymore, John.
That'll happen there to me. The other thing with that, like Chris Bassett calls his own game. So he calls the pitches to the catcher.
Yeah, I just, you don't see, watch baseball tonight, anytime, and show me the pitcher that's up there shaking off. No, yes, it just doesn't happen anymore. They punch it in, you throw it.
What they do now.
Speed the game up. If you don't like the speed of the game, don't watch the game.
They start singing Taylor Swift, and that's when they know to shake it off.
Oh, shit.
And then they change the pitch.
What's trending at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we'll continue to get stupid. Talking about a couple of interesting stories. I want to bring up fans that do dumb things. Like, hey, I'll do this if my team loses. They're not going to lose this game. A Florida State fan has stepped up, told people what he's going to eat if Florida State loses to Boston College this weekend. We'll talk about that. Also, interesting story about a Philadelphia couple. They weren't getting busy in a Burger King bathroom. It was in the back of a Range Rover, and somebody accidentally hit the the shift button. And all of a sudden, that car started rolling. I'll tell you where they ended up.
Really?
And they couldn't stop it. And we got a couple other funny stories. Like, what's the strangest thing you've seen in the road when you're driving where you're like, oh, my God, how is this out here? We've had, like, bulls and cows running out on the road here
in
Baltimore. I've got one for you that's pretty crazy. We'll get to that next here in the World of Stupid. All right, we're going to talk about some things in the road, right? You've driven down the road. You're like, what the hell is that? Whether it's... an animal that's been smoked in the road, someone naked running in the road. This morning driving in, awesome, all you people out there on 695 on the interloop when there was a car accident and everybody slowed down to 10 miles an hour just so they could see that it was a car accident. Ooh, never saw that before. Keep your ass driving. Stop stopping on 695 to rubberneck and stare at things. Sorry, that's not the segment. We have two separate incidents. One in Iowa where... a water buffalo got loose and was running all over town. And we have another one here, Rob, which I find interesting, where an ostrich was running all over town.
Mm.
Now, let me throw this to you. Have you seen anything weird happen in the road, whether it's... I've seen stuff where, like, I don't even want to consider it weird, where, like, a family of ducks is crossing and everybody stops. I've seen somebody stop on a major highway to pick up a turtle and help it, you know.
On 702, I was coming up trying to get on 695, and it was a refrigerator.
Just there? Just
turned sideways, refrigerator, in the lane.
But this,
I guess it dropped off of somebody's truck, but it was there.
But, like, an ostrich has to be one of the weirdest things to see. Like, you start thinking about some of the animals that aren't in your area. Like, uh-huh. I was telling you, I have a buddy that owned they had a pet peacock. And I didn't even know, like, peacocks flew into trees. But they do. They don't fly a lot, but I think they can fly up in the tree. But it's so weird when you go to somebody's house and you see a peacock. Now, I got to imagine when you're driving down the road in South Dakota, you're like, that's a damn ostrich. Where the hell did that thing come from? And that's exactly what happened. He ruffled feathers, thanks, New York Post, when it escaped from a trailer and strutted onto a busy road in South Dakota. Which leads me is like, what do you do if, I mean, do they just put the animal down? Are they going to shoot it with a, you know, a freaking dart in its neck, like a tranquilizer or something? Because, you know, like the weird thing when we had here in Baltimore, when the Bulls escaped, and I'm not talking about Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and they were running around, they escaped from a slaughterhouse. So some people are like, oh, don't put it down. Well, as soon as it goes back, something else is happening.
Yeah,
he's getting made into some delicious meals.
Put it down.
So, yeah, but
put it down.
Pretty crazy story with an ostrich in the street and just how weird things can get. Let's get to this next story because I find this interesting. Philadelphia couple was getting busy in a Range Rover. Someone accidentally hit the gear stick and they rolled into a river while they were in the back seat. Could you imagine? Here we go. It was gearing up to be a disastrous climax. Thanks, New York Post again. A couple getting busy in their car nearly ended in tragedy after SUV rolled into a Philadelphia river in the middle of the night. While they were in the back seat, the lovebirds were having sex in a 2020 Range Rover near the Schuylkill River. I don't even know what that is. In Fairmount Park.
Schuylkill.
What is it?
Schuylkill.
Oh, that does make sense now that I'm Schuylkill. Never heard of it.
In a Schuylkill.
Oh, my God. They were bumping uglies in the back seat and rolled into the Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
So, yeah, they hit the gear stick. Moments later, the Range Rover tumbled over the edge and sank into the water about 2 miles from Philadelphia City Hall. I wonder what's going through your mind while that's you hit the water.
Getting busy in the car.
Yeah. So I don't think
does it say what time of day it was?
I think this was at night.
At night. In a car.
Let me see.
Joe, you know why, don't you?
Why?
Somebody or both of them has someone else at home.
Yeah, but it also wouldn't surprise me. It's Philadelphia.
People out there doing it in the car, and grown adults.
It was near the Strawberry Mansion Bridge. So it had to be at night because the car got pulled out in the morning at 9 a.m. So you'd think it was the night before, right? I mean, I'm guessing. It doesn't say in the story when they were getting busy. But yeah, that was happening in the back seat. I guess you don't even have time to pull your drawers up. You just got to start swimming. Get that door open and get out the car, right? As the water's filling
in. You don't feel the car moving?
If I'm moving, no. Maybe it was helping me.
All right.
You know how they talk about soaking? You ever know what soaking is?
Yeah, maybe they were just, that's a different level of soaking.
He was there and he was letting the car do the movement to help him. So, and by the way, then they really soaked in the water. So, all right, let's get to this last story real quick. We've seen this before. We had Eagles fans, one of them picked up like horse soaking. Crap after they won. You remember this? At the parade, he picked up horse crap and ate it when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And I understand there's some very starved fan bases, but I don't get this, man. Like, we do stupid stuff where there will be a penalty to eat something, but nobody's ever said, hey, let's eat that dog poop until now. A Florida State fan has vowed to eat dog crap out of a red Solo cup if they lose to Boston College this week. This is just, if the Browns, there was another guy that said, if the Browns take Baker Mayfield, I'll eat horse poop. And then that happened too. There's a lot of people that just, and now here's the picture of the guy eating horse poop. It's just, this is so disgusting and unbecoming of people. Why would you pick something like this? Why would you want to force yourself into a situation? Do you need that much attention as a Florida State fan to say if you lose to Boston College, you would eat dog poo? You already feel like crap. Why would you want to eat more? It just doesn't make any sense. But there's so many people. And like, I can see how people think I would be one of those guys to do something stupid like this. It's not happening. No diddy. That's your world of stupid.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:30. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, ESPN did quarterback confidential article. Jeremy and I are going to skim through it, let you hear about it, your comments on it. Up next on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.